Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the modern jazz group known as Myriad 3, beginning this hour of neon jazz in the right direction. That was the cut Counter of the Cumulus off their newest 2016 CD called Moons. So the beginnings of this band was an accident. Chris, Dan, and Ernesto had never played together until a few substitutions and a twist of fate put them on stage together for the first time in late 2010. Since that time, the trio has completed multiple tours of Canada, the United States, and Europe. And that has included gigs at Ronnie Scott's International Jazz Piano Trio Festival, a tour of Canadian jazz festivals in 2014, and a showcase performing at Jazz Head in Bremen, Germany. This band is a true collective, and each bandmate acts simultaneously as a leader and as a sideman. They're very talented. They play mostly original music that features different aspects of jazz, improvisation, ensemble performance, and contemporary composition. They are on their fourth full album, and they have already been nominated for a Juno Award and a Sirius Radio XM Indie Music Award, and that was back in 2015. But don't take my word for it. During a recent interview with Dan Fortan, the bass player from the band, this is what he had to say about who they really are.
I mean, I think we're fundamentally a jazz group that doesn't sound like a jazz group very often. You know, one thing people will sometimes say is we'll play a certain song and they'll be like, there's no improvising. Is there any improvising in that song? And there isn't in the traditional sense that there's no kind of soloing. But as a group, I think just the way that we're dealing with the form and phrasing and stuff, there's all kinds of different ways to deal with improvising in those kind of contexts. So I like the idea of creating a kind of music that's at once very familiar and also very, very unfamiliar.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the big collective outfits like the 627 Stomp, Grand Marquis, and the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, just to name a few, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready and willing with the jazz, kids. Over all the influences that have seeped into Myriad 3 as a band, Dan explained that the power of Thelonious Fear Monk has been rather profound. So as we go into the live cut of Epistrophe at Newport back in 1965, man, this is a good one. Here is the rationale from Dan.
I mean, I think Thelonious Monk is somebody, in terms of the jazz tradition, who we would all really look to. I love Monk because, you know, I mean, he's one of the creators of bebop, but also the thing I always love about his playing is that, you know, he sounds super modern, but then you can also hear Art Tatum and you can hear like all the stride pianists in him. So it's like it isn't like so polarized where it's like he sounds traditional or he sounds modern. It's just like this total thing. Thank you. Dan Fortan from Myriad 3, and you're listening to the great Joe Domino and his show Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist Michael Spike Willner with the 2008 tune, How Am I to Know, off his CD Three to Go. Originally from New York City, he started playing piano early on after he was inspired by a television show about the life of Scott Joplin. He learned to play ragtime music and went with this art form throughout high school, and he even performed Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag at the St. Louis Ragtime Festival. So Spike would move on to the New School for Social Research's Jazz and Contemporary Music. He learned with the best and has gone on to soar in the jazz world. Aha, man. This is a great album. From the 1962 LP Jazz Samba, full of bossa nova goodness, this is Stan Getz and Charlie Bird together, and this was safely seen as the beginning of bossa nova and that craze that began in America.
Hello, this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy DeMino.
Thank you.
That was Wichita, Kansas-born tenor saxophonist Ellery Eskelin with the 2013 song Divergence off the CD Mirage. Even though he was born in Kansas, he was raised in Baltimore, and his folks were both professional musicians. His father, Rod Keith, died in 1974 in L.A. and became kind of a cult figure after his death in the little-known field of song poem music. He has been in New York City since 1983 and has led numerous international touring ensembles and has dedicated his existence to collaborations with forward-thinking composers and improvisers, releasing more than 25 recordings as a leader since the late 1980s, primarily for the Swiss Hatology label. From one tenor to another, here's legendary tenor man Illinois Jacquet, born on Halloween back in 1922. This is the 1969 song Still King off the LP The Blues. That's me. Cheerio.
Palermo from the Ed Palermo Big Band. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was post-bop jazz tenor sax man Tony Malaby with the 2006 tune Love Dogs off his CD called Sabino. Originally from Tucson, Arizona, he moved to New York City in 95 and has played with some big cats and outfits over the years. Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra, Paul Motian's Electric Bebop Band, Fred Hirsch's Trio Plus Two, and so many others. Tony is another really good jazz cat out there. with a bit of that afterglow. Here's the song, and here's the definition of jazz clarinet. Woody Herman with his big band leader bravado giving you the goods next on the show.
You're listening to Adrian Fenimore, Hammond organist from New Zealand, now living in New York, on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the piano duo of Richard Fairhurst and John Taylor with the tune Three Peas, Peace Part One off their 2015 album called Duets. And this album was intended to be the first of a series of recorded exchanges between the great British pianist Taylor and one of his most accomplished former students, Fairhurst. But after the sudden death of Taylor, this recording debut sadly became its farewell. We move on into another pianist, and a great legendary one at that. This is Duke Jordan with the 1961 song Squawkin' off his LP Flight to Jordan as we head into our final act on this hour of Neon Jazz together.
Thank you. Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the LA-based jazz and rock guitarist Jeb Parker with his trio in 2012 with the tune Swept Out to Sea off his CD Bright Light in Winter. And our final tune on this hour of jazz is a bit of a swan song for a great cat and a legend that we just said farewell to on August 6, 2016. This is New Orleans proud clarinetist Pete Fountain with a rip off his LP Pete's Place live in New Orleans. This is a song that wraps it up for him after 86 long years of great jazz action, fascination, melody. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and across genre, avant-garde, idiom-bending cool cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
And I meant all that. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We are always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Thank you.
Beyond Jazz.